Hello. It's been said that angels can fly because they take themselves so lightly. Well, today we're going to discuss lightness. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing my friend Shireen Shatta.
Good to be here with you.
And so, lightness is such a broad topic. Where do you want to start with this?
When we talk about lightness, we think of two aspects of it. One is being without any burdens, weightless, and the other is being light, that is, that I'm light. Mm-hmm.
As in the point of light.
Mm-hmm. There's a particular reason why we say we are a point of light, that we are enlightened, mm-hmm. that we are conscient, we are illuminated.
Good. So let's take the easier of those two. The baggage part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you said that, I thought of that old poster from the 60s that shows the guy coming out of the chrysalis and it says, you can fly, but that cocoon's got to go.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can soar, we can be light beings, which we are, regardless of whether we know it. But that baggage probably has to get left on the doorstep.
Right. To be weightless, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a few things I feel that we have to be able to do. And one is experience my own peace.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to experience my own peace, there is one very important thing, that I have to realize that my original nature is peace.
Yes.
And when I realize that my original nature is peace, then I can reflect that peace from God. I can reflect that peace from whoever I'm around, but I have to realize that first.
And does that extend that my original nature is also that of light, because that is my soul
nature? Yes. Yeah. That is my soul nature. And then the other part about being weightless is without any burdens, without being very easy about life, is this experience of God, mm-hmm. and especially experience of God's love.
Yeah.
And I remember my first experience of God's love was when I realized that He's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that we have an eternal connection with God. We all do. But we forget. And so we have to reignite that eternal connection. We have to re-remember that eternal connection we all have, that there is an eternal link between us, and that He's mine, and that His love is mine.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend some years ago who was telling me about going out to dinner, and he had changed clothes. He carried a satchel, which he carried his wallet in, and he left the satchel back. He was out of town in his motel. He goes to, it was Sarasota, place for dinner, and as he's about to order, he realizes he doesn't have his satchel, therefore he doesn't have his wallet. He feels around, no wallet. And he ends up ordering, he had change enough for a cup of coffee. So in this nice restaurant, all he had was a cup of coffee, and then he left. And he got home and is, you know, getting undressed for bed, feeling really irritated with himself. He goes to empty his pockets, and he finds a $100 bill that he had folded in his pocket. It, of course, didn't feel like a wallet. Now the question is, did he have money for dinner or not?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like that connection you're talking about.
Yes.
It is always there, the connection.
Yes.
But if we don't know about it, if we don't feel it.
Yes, we don't know about it, and we have to reignite it. It's such an important thing. I cannot stress the importance of us reigniting this eternal bond between God and us.
Yes.
Because so much of what we are going through is because we don't know it, because we don't experience it.
So here's a question I have with the BKs, because this experience to me is a heart experience. But BKs point to the point of light here. Is it a head experience of thinking it, or is it the visceral heart sensation of
You know, the chakras, there is a heart chakra,
absolutely.
And that's where we feel.
Okay.
But there is a particular reason why we say the mm-hmm. soul is here, because the main functions of everything in the body is right here.
Got it.
And also the soul is in front of the windows. sitting behind the window, the windows.
Yeah.
Because when you're driving, so this is a car, and when you're driving, mm-hmm. you need to be able to see, and also you need to have a function that you have to have close to the functions of the car.
Yes.
So we are at the base of the brain, and we are able to activate the brain, we are able to do all of that, and it happens so automatically, it happens so naturally that we don't realize we are doing it, but that's the reason why we say the soul is here.
I see. I was thinking about that actually in meditationness, and I was thinking, I actually feel my connectedness to the everything.
No, but right? When we say heart also, mm-hmm. we mean that there is a heart in the soul.
Uh-huh.
But the energy we feel here, just like when we say aura and we have the aura, the whole light is everywhere, mm-hmm. but we can't say the soul is in the knee or something like that, but we have light there. So we have a whole energy center,
sure.
and of course we feel it in the heart, and that's what we say because we feel it in the heart. Mm-hmm. But the main function, or because the control center is there, we say the soul
Good.
Is there.
So that sort of shows how little I really know on the depth of the VK stuff. But that actually that popped in my head this week in meditation, wondering about that. So I'm glad we brought it here. Thank you for letting me ask that question. So back to the lightness. So getting rid of the burdens of feeling our connection to God, how do we go about that? I mean, part of it is clearly getting quiet.
Yes.
Peaceful.
Peaceful, and one of the things I feel is to really be a lotus flower. And when I mean lotus flower, I love this image of a lotus. Every time I walk around, especially in Florida, you have a lot of lotus.
We do. Outside my backyard.
Yes. And I see them, you know, just standing above the water, but in the water.
Uh-huh.
And so they're in the world, but above the world. So it's not like we take off from the world, but we are in here, we use whatever water we are in, but we use that to grow.
And the roots actually go all the way down into the bottom of the
yes.
lake. Also.
Yes, and so to be like that lotus flower, to be in the mud, to be in the water, to be here, but above it.
Now, is that lotus flower connection based on any Buddhism effect in the
BK? Actually, in the larger context around India, which mm-hmm. Buddhism originated from, they use that a lot.
Yeah.
In all of the scriptures, and all in Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, in all of the
right.
religions that originated in India, they use the image of the lotus a lot, which I feel is wonderful that they do. We should use it too. And so that's why I'm using the lotus. But here as detached, but also loving.
Mm-hmm.
That it's giving, but also it's detached. It's not just detached.
Yeah.
And so to be light, I have to do both. That I have to be detached, but I also have to be loving. I can't do one or the other.
So your connectedness is like all the time, though, but are there times you put extra effort in it? Is it during meditation, or is it
To connectedness to God, you mean?
To God and the whole sense of light.
In meditation, I have more, I should say that I should be in that state where I'm connected all the time, right? But I'm not.
True confession.
That I have to make effort. Have to, when I'm sitting in meditation more, but also when I remember. Mm-hmm. And I could say from 5 years ago to now, it's more.
Yeah.
Even when I'm in action, it's more.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more when I'm sitting in meditation. So it's increasing and improving, but I'm not where in a state of complete connectedness all the time.
But that's good to know, because those of us that don't even wear a sari, I mean, what are our chances? If you're not connecting 24/7, that gives me hope. So the sense of lightness, the expression we hear from modern theater is the incredible lightness of being. But that is a lovely metaphor to me of the lightness of being and its being incredible. Does that...
Yeah, you know, I want to share something, especially because you brought the whole concept of a theater.
Yeah.
The two movies that really helped me on my spiritual path.
Please tell me it's not King Kong.
No,
it
was The Matrix.
The Matrix, how
is
interesting.
One, and the other one was The Truman Show.
Oh my goodness.
And I want to bring those
Please.
Two movies into this conversation. The Truman Show is I think it was Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. He realizes at some point that people are staging
right.
thing, right? And everything in his world changes at that point. And I feel to really be light, we have to realize one thing, that this is a theater. There is a movie going on, mm-hmm. and they're all actors. And we can't take any actor. It's not my part. It's the script is going on.
Uh-huh.
And also the other thing is that God is the director of this thing, and I'm his friend. You know, mm-hmm. I'm his buddy. I'm his child. And so to be able to see it as a movie, to be able to see everyone as actors and myself also in that, really gives you an incredible sense of lightness.
Yes.
And cheerfulness. And the other part was the Matrix.
Yes.
Is in the Matrix, he had to realize what the Matrix was. And at some point he realizes, you know, when he's doing the whole villain thing, he's looking yes. at the villain and he sees him as light.
Yes.
And I feel that's our job too, is to see our enemy as light. See mm-hmm. our enemy yeah. in its really true form. And our enemy is not anyone else, but it's our own baggage, it's our own not letting go, it's our own lack of forgiveness that is happening. And so to really see the Matrix for what it is.
Wow. That's pretty heavy in that sense. Let's come back to the actors, because both of them resonate. But that first one, it made me feel that we're playing parts. Sometimes we show up as the teacher, sometimes we show up as the student, sometimes we show up as the office helper. But it's still us at the soul level.
Mm-hmm.
It is still, and what that understanding is that I hear you sharing is that no matter how the other person is showing up, as I look right through and see the soul, or experience the soul anyway,
right.
then that lightness is shared.
Exactly.
And that there's a synergy in that. There's mutual support almost in finding
right.
that. Now, here's the other piece. If we buy into the illusion, then we can all pretend we're enemies because we're on different football teams or because we're
right.
in different countries.
Right, or we look at their personality or
yeah.
their habits or take things personally and say, oh, this person punched me out. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I always think of a movie, right? In a movie set, after the movie is over, after the filming is over, they don't go to therapy.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
go to a cast party and everything is finished. Right? They don't say, oh, this actor did this to me and that actor did that
right.
to me.
Right, they're not mad at the character anymore.
Yeah. And so it's very important we realize that people are in character. But
yeah.
it's not personal. It's just an act. It's a movie that's going on. And so we have every day at night, to really be light, every day at night I have a cast party. And say, okay, that actor did wonderful, this actor did wonderful, and I did wonderful. And I need to finish it off and go home.
I played my part beautifully.
Yes, and everyone played their part. But every night it's important to have a cast party.
That's good, because there is a lightness to the humor of the metaphor, and it frees you to let the characters go.
Yeah, yeah, and otherwise you take it on, and then you bring it on to the next day, and then next day, and it carries on, and then there's never end to this
yeah.
feeling of heaviness.
So I think in self-forgiveness, to understand that if I do something, if my character does something, if I snap at someone or get irritated in traffic, I also can forgive myself saying, "Ooh, you were really playing the uptight middle-aged white guy very, very nicely. Good job, Dan."
Yeah, I know. And we really buy into our costume and our role and all of those things. It's so important to have a cast party every day.
I like that. I'm gonna have a party when we finish and enjoy the entire thing. So one piece of the benefit of the lightness, what might that be? I know there are many.
There are many, many. But one thing I would say is you can make the impossible possible.
Oh, nice.
And so that there's a whole world in the impossible possible, but I'll leave it at that.
Very good. So thank you. And I hope you enjoy moving this week at the speed of lightness. Thanks for joining us.